The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The reports are that Morey wants Van Gundy. Les Alexander does not, but he wants D'Antoni.
I don't know what the Rockets are doing. If Mike D'Antoni is the guy, I think that they're not going to be any better than what they are now.
Of all the guys whose names have been thrown out there, I've said all along, I'm not sure it really matters who they hire as coach. I'm not going to get excited about anybody. This one excites me the least for a team that doesn't play defense, and I don't think that's the fit I'm looking for. What are the odds? I'm sure you have a lot to say about this whole Baylor situation.
Everything about this timeline on when the first allegation started to come out completely coincides with when did Baylor get good at football. This is going to be as big as the Penn State thing. It's kind of like the Cosby thing. When one or two ladies say, oh, Bill Cosby raped me, people are like, that doesn't sound like Bill Cosby. When there's 30 or 40 women saying it, you kind of go, man, maybe Bill Cosby's not who we thought he was.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-ESPN. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on, visit or post. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the show, all available at podcastarena.com. Lots of good stuff. AJ spent most of the last hour on the Baylor thing, so we got that. And we did a lot of cool stuff in the first hour, too, so all available at podcastarena.com. And out here at Constellation Field in Sugarland for the Skeeters v. the Long Island Ducks.
Yes.
And about to get first pitch here. The Skeeters in a doubleheader starting at 6:05 for the first one.
2 6-inning games.
That's right, 8:05 for the second. So, and, man, I'm getting so many texts from people saying you're jumping the gun, and you know, look at all the stories people got
wrong. When is not jumping the gun?
When is it
okay to say, okay, this is a lot of circumstantial as evidence? I mean, at some point, just have some common sense. And you know, there's some people who have tweeted that are Baylor grads who have said, I bleed green and gold, but if this is the case, then you know, all these heads should roll, which is the way that a rational person should look at it. I mean, if you have any brain in your head, even if you went to that school and you love that school, the best thing for your school is for them to come out of this, you know. And if they cover up a bunch of rapes of students, you're not going to come out looking right. Football be damned at some point, right?
See, yes, I agree. Realistically, people don't think that way. So how do we come out of this and preserve our football program? That's how people are thinking. And you know what? That's part of the problem. You're probably part of the people that were helped covering things up. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Can we do some positive things about college football?
Sure. Less rape yes. oriented things?
Yeah, we'll try to be, you know, non-rapey on it.
Okay.
Do you see ESPN's schedule for the first weekend?
I've seen some. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Okay, so basically, tell your family you're unavailable Saturday and Sunday opening weekend.
Okay.
Starting with the 6:30 a.m. game in Dublin, Ireland, Georgia Tech, Boston College. 11 o'clock, number 5, Oklahoma and Houston in the Advocare Texas kickoff from NRG. Hawaii, Michigan at 11 o'clock on ESPN. The UH game is on ABC. Right after UH, Oklahoma, LSU, Wisconsin from Lambeau Field.
Okay.
Is at 2:30. Then Georgia, North Carolina at 4:30 on ESPN. And Clemson at Auburn, 8 o'clock on ESPN. And just so you know, that Sunday there's also a pretty good game.
Is that Texas-Notre Dame?
Texas-Notre Dame at 6:30 on ABC. So
I think I may be in Austin for that.
Yeah. So you can watch all those other games on Saturday. And then
I can.
Go, there you go.
CJ says, when one of the players was not only accused but was convicted, there is no jumping the gun. Yeah. Like the shot has rang out, and now it's time to go into full investigation mode. I don't understand that jumping the gun stuff.
Lamont said may not like this, but makes me wonder how things were run at U of H when Browse was there. I've heard some things, and I need more details before I can get to them. So, anyway,
what I will say is I don't think anybody. I don't know Art Briles. The people that I know who do know him have told me that he's not the most pleasant person. I didn't think that
I never had any bad dealings with him when he was here.
I didn't think that meant he was a complete and total scumbag. Yeah. Which, if a portion of this is true, if he covered up one rape or domestic assault, he's a scumbag. It doesn't take all of these to make him a scumbag. If he covered up one to keep a football player out of trouble, he's a complete and total scumbag. So, again, I don't know the guy, but I've heard some people question how good of a guy Art Briles is anyway.
Like I said, I never had a bad dealing with him when he was here. And, so I'm a little bit surprised if all this is true.
Well, I mean, everybody was surprised when it came out that Joe Paterno was possibly covering up for Sandusky.
For 30 years.
I mean. Yeah. But that's the thing, man. There are people who can internalize things which blow my mind. I don't know how you could know that a guy that you work with every day is raping kids. Like, I don't know how you could have that. Like, if I knew you were a child rapist, I couldn't stomach sitting here and doing a show with you every day. It's physically impossible.
Do me a favor. Don't even use that as an example.
Well, I'm just saying, like, a coworker in general.
Yeah. So, that's not even something that I think as an example. I'm not even going to.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
like,
that's
someone,
total BS.
Someone you work with every day and have to sit in a room with every day. If you knew that about them, I don't know how you could not say something at some point. It just seems like you've got
to
be.
You go to the police is what you do. I mean, it's not even not just saying something. You go to the freaking police.
No, I'm not saying, like, approach him about it. I'm saying I don't know how you're not rolling over on that guy. Like, I don't have a friend in this world. I don't have a family member in this world that if they were raping kids, I would cover it up for them. Or raping anyone. You just don't. Much less, kids on a team.
Need to give some things away here because I just got all these giveaways. And we are going to do our Quaker Steak and Lube gift card giveaway next segment. We're going to do it via Twitter.
I think that's the smart thing.
So let's try to have some fun with it, and let's lighten the mood a little bit. It'll be a What Are the Odds on Twitter. Your What Are the Odds, make it something about either Banshee or Game of Thrones. All right?
Okay.
And whoever has the best one, we'll get a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. Now, if you're going to be there Friday and come see us at Quaker Steak and Lube and you want one of the spots to eat the triple atomic wings, here's your chance. You'll be entered in the Quaker Steak and Lube Wing Eating Challenge Friday at Quaker Steak and Lube on 45 and FM 646. If you can eat your way to the finish, you'll get a $100 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. Check out Quaker Steak and Lube online at thelube.com. And we'll do callers. Make sure you're going to be there Friday and you want in this wing challenge. If you don't call. All right? Callers 10, 11, and 12, you get the spots. So, so what we'll do with Twitter is we'll tell you guys to start doing it. We'll go through them. We'll pick the best one. And then you just have to call in and give your information to the front desk. So, there you go.
There goes the Skeeter.
That's a very tall Skeeter.
Yes.
So, anyway, 713-780-3776 to win the spots. Do I have something here?
SeatGeek.
I do have something here. You know what? If you want tickets for anything.
I do.
What do you want tickets for?
I'm going to have to get tickets to that Texas-Notre Dame game now.
You don't already have them?
No.
Aren't you important enough to get them?
I mean, I probably can, but if my connection doesn't come through.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice to know that I could get them somewhere, right?
Oh, well, I know where you can get them.
Tell me.
SeatGeeks.
Ah.
And
I had a feeling you would say that.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, man.
I knew you weren't going to tell me about one of those other scrub websites.
No,
you'd only give me the good stuff.
Yeah, because you know what happens on those other scrub websites?
I'm going to get scammed.
They lie to you.
I don't want to get scammed. I don't want to pay a bunch of extra fees and stuff.
Yeah, you get to check out and you think you're getting by light. That's not what happens at SeatGeek.
Yeah.
They're always honest and upfront about the price. So you see the ticket price from start to finish. And every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value so you can immediately find underpriced seats. And this isn't just sports. You want to go to the Astros? They can get you tickets for that. You didn't win tickets for that.
Are you saying the Astros aren't sports?
Well, no. I'm saying I'm getting to the other part.
Oh, okay.
Well, right now they're really not. But you want to go see the Astros? You want to go see USA basketball when they're here? Those tickets are all available on SeatGeek. And if you want to go to a concert, like that one they're talking about that's going to be at NRG Arena and all, man, here you go. Here's your chance. Go to SeatGeek. They will take care of you. I promise you. Don't wait to find your tickets because the best deals don't last long. Download the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and grab your favorite tickets before they're gone. I love that app. As a matter of fact, as a friend the other night was asking me the price on something, just boom, called it right up on the app, showed it to him. That's the free SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz live here at Constellation Field in Sugarland where the Skeeters are underway. No runs so far in this showdown. 0-0 after one.
By the way, Michael Bisping got the rematch with Luke Rockhold. We haven't mentioned that yet. We mentioned that Chris Weidman dropped out yesterday, but now we're here. The news came down today. Dana White went on SportsCenter and announced it. Jacare tore his meniscus in his fight over Vitor Belfort at UFC 198, so he wasn't an option. And basically that moves Bisping into line. And this is going to be his first title shot after all these years, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's strange. I wouldn't guess that.
He's a guy who always gets close to the top and then doesn't get there. What's also crazy is I think he lost his last fight against Anderson Silva, but I'm not a professional MMA judge either. So these guys have fought before, and now Michael Bisping's talking about a time that they fought in training where he apparently got the better of Luke Rockhold, which I don't know who brings that up because they've actually had a fight, you know, in the UFC, which Rockhold won. And but that's part of what Bisping was talking about today. I got the first one, and you know it. You got the second one. Let's break this tie. No, there's only been one real fight. If you train with a guy and you get the better of him in a training session, that doesn't count towards, like, your all-time record with that guy. That's not the way it works.
Well, at least, I mean, on short notice, I guess that's a pretty good name.
It's a name. It makes a fight, which, yeah. I mean, I think it was important for them to keep Rockhold on the card. So it's in because it was a California card. He's a California guy. They wanted to have him on the card. They're going to keep him. So that's good to hear.
All right. So here we go. If you want to win the $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube. So if you're going to come out there Friday, you can pretty much pay for dinner, right?
Yeah.
Here's how this is going to work. Just tweet us your best What Are the Odds from any of the TV shows from the week, whether it's Game of Thrones, whether it's Banshee. And the winner's getting the $50 gift card. So, Johnny's Rotten asks, what are the odds Mira is Jon Snow's twin sister and is in the tower with Lyanna? Okay, I'm a dork. I don't know who Mira is.
I don't either. I was going to say.
I mean, I'm pretty dorky, and I've read these books twice. Yeah, that one's above me. Nick, what are the odds Brienne and Tormund end up getting down and dirty?
Almost percent yeah. 1,000.
Yeah, that's got to happen, right? And please don't use the text line. We're just doing this on Twitter because we have to know who you are so we can tell you if you won. Exec in training, what are the odds by the end of Thrones we've seen more boobs and sex scenes combined than people killed? Ooh. It's a good one, although...
I'm going to go more deaths
Yeah, because, I mean, there have been some pretty big battle scenes.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, Stannis' entire army getting whacked. Probably more, although we've also seen orgies.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one, exec in training. I'm probably going to go with Des, but it's close. Here's a good one from Joshua. What are the odds Tommen is an idiot and gets killed in the fight between the Faith Militant and the Tyrells? I could see him sticking his...
Who would be in charge there, then, if that happened?
Well, he'd probably go there and try to tell him to stop, and then...
But I'm saying, who would be the king if that happened?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know who's next in line. They're pretty much fresh running out of...
Would it be Jaime?
I don't know. I guess that would just cause more issues.
Yeah.
Because they're fresh running out of Lannister kids.
I will say, that Jaime, remember in the first couple seasons, Jaime was like a main character. He's like a side note now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, he hasn't really been that important. And it's funny how people started coming around, oh, I like Jaime. It's like, you do remember him pushing a little kid out of a tower, right?
Right. He's the reason that Bran can't walk. Bran needs Hodor to carry him everywhere.
Yeah. Bryce, what are the odds Jon Snow and Dany wind up marrying?
I don't know about marrying, but I'm almost sure they're going to do it. I feel like that's what the...
I think they wind up hooking up, and they, of course, they might be like cousins, but that's okay with the Targaryens.
They're cool with that.
So... Wilkie, what are the odds most of the Blitzers have watched as many NHL playoff games as I've watched these shows? I see what you did there. For a guy who hasn't watched the shows, you brought that in nicely. Well done. Well done. Johnny says the chick that's with Bran, I might have her name wrong. Yeah, I don't know. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number, but okay, Mira is with Bran and the Three-Eyed Raven. I just don't know enough about her. She's really not that important of a character. Chris asks, what are the odds Sansa is the one who kills Ramsay and then flays him? I actually saw odds on this, the who kills Ramsay odds, and Sansa I think was like second or third favorite. I hope he doesn't die. I hope that he escapes, because I have a sneaking suspicion that when the battle at Winterfell comes, he's getting his butt whipped. And I think the Giants are going to be the game changer. But I hope he escapes, because I like having that evil guy out there. And that would be unthrones-like if the good guys win something.
Yeah.
Because that just doesn't happen. Okay, here's a good Banshee one. From Chris, what are the odds the two bunkers group back up to take down Proctor on Banshee? Boy, I don't know, man. Once you're banging your brother's wife, I don't know that you're going to team up. And although
it gets awkward.
They're both kind of after Proctor now.
True.
It's not a bad question. Of course, there's a lot of – well, they show them squaring off in the previews. I don't know if we actually get to see any of the fight. But that's a good one from Chris. All right, you guys are doing good with this. What's your favorite so far?
I like that. I think I like that last one.
From Chris?
Yeah.
I think that's a good one. I think Joshua's on Tommen is a good one. I think exec in trainings. Boobs versus people killed. Boobs and sex scenes. John wants to know what are the odds we see more dongs and boobs. I think that's pretty... Yeah, we're going to see more boobs.
But apparently that was Khaleesi thought that was an empowering, or like Emilia Clarke thought it was an empowering scene, and that's why she agreed to do it.
Well, it was. We've seen the scene before, though.
She felt like it wasn't her being minimized. She felt like it was showing her power as a character.
I'm kind of out on her as a character until she shows me that, you know, you can't just walk around and say, I'm a badass, and expect things to work for you. I mean, use those damn dragons. You know, go burn some people alive with the dragons. Take charge.
Yeah.
Double down. What are the odds, even if Ramsay is killed, they let him kill a Stark first or make Sansa pregnant with his evil spawn? I'm going to go on a limb here. There will be a dead Stark no matter what, whether it's Jon Snow, who may or may not be a Stark, or Sansa. Or Rickon. I'd probably make Rickon the favorite.
Okay.
So, What are the odds of Wildlings warg into Ramsey's War Dogs at the Battle for Winterfell? I kind of hope the – you know what I hope? I hope what's left of the dire wolves come and eat Ramsey's
How many
dogs.
Are left?
Well, there's Ghost. There's whichever one – Bran still has his, right?
Yeah.
Then Arya's got away, so we know of three. Anyway. All right. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Let's give well, before I do another giveaway, pick a winner.
I'm going to go with that the
Banshee
Chris,
one?
Yeah.
From Chris. Okay, Chris, you need to call in at 713-780-3776 and tell them that you won, and they will take care of you. And it's Chris Minnis, M-I-N-N-I-S. So don't if your name's just Chris, don't call in and say, yeah. Because there was also a Chris Davis, which is also a good one from Chris Davis. But Chris Minnis, you were the winner.
Chris Davis hit three home runs last night for the A's.
Really?
Yep.
Well, he also had a really good Sansa. What are the odds, too? So he's on his game right now. But, yeah, so Chris Minnis, call in. Give him your information. You get the gift card. Congratulations. And we're going to take a very quick break. But first, you're going to tell the people about
Window World. Yeah, replacing your aluminum or wooden windows with energy-efficient windows makes sense because it can save you money. But where do you go for an American-made premium-quality window installed by a reliable company that earned the Good Housekeeping seal? The Houston area is choosing Window World, where you get the best for less. A premium-quality double-pane window hung for only $189 plus $45 for solar zone low E to meet Texas energy regulations. Choose from a huge selection of styles and options, and the average home takes only one day for installation. And the great thing that they've got is a free estimate in your home. No pressure, no gimmicks. They're just going to come. They'll tell you what it'll cost you to get it done. They'll tell you how long it'll take, and you can make a decision there. It's got a lifetime warranty that's transferable if you sell your house, which increases – I mean, the windows alone will increase the value, but that includes breakage. So, I mean, that's going to increase the value there, having that warranty as well. $189, any size installed. Call 713-439-1172. That's 713-439-1172 or go online to windowworldhouston.com. Window World doors and siding also available. Once again, windowworldhouston.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, let's do another giveaway. How about a pair of tickets to see the Skeeters take on the Long Island Ducks tomorrow? Plus, it's Thirsty Thursday with $2 beers and sodas. It's affordable family fun. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets. Now we'll take caller number 10. And thus far, the Skeeters are hitting in a double plays here. But it's still scoreless as we move on to the top of the third. And the first of the doubleheader tonight, but this is for you guys tomorrow. So I'm having trouble calling up my internet now, but I had one more little college football thing for you if you're interested. On the most hated teams in America, they polled 5,000 different college football fans. Would you like to know the top 10 of the most hated college football teams in America? Guessing most of them are pretty successful.
I think we could probably play this game.
Let's see what you can guess.
I would guess Alabama's got to be near the top.
Tied for number two, 9.2% of a nationwide poll of 5,000 people said Alabama.
Okay. I would guess Texas is near the top.
Number four on the list, 6.3%.
I would guess Texas A&M is near the top.
A&M, number seven on the list. Once again, Longhorn beats Aggie on something. That'll make them mad. But, yes, they're seventh on the list.
Let me I'll pair with Alabama. I'll pair Auburn.
Auburn, number six on the list.
Now it's
going to get a little tougher.
Let me do another pair. Let me do Ohio State and Michigan.
One and tied for two. Ohio State is one at 11.4. Michigan tied for two.
So what numbers am I missing now?
Okay, so you are missing five. You are missing eight. You are missing nine. And you are missing 10.
Okay.
So here's what we have. Ohio State one. Alabama, Michigan tied for two. Texas is four. Auburn six. A&M seven. So you have 5, 8, 9, and 10 remaining.
Let me go Florida.
Florida is number five on the list.
I don't know how to pair them with Florida State or Miami.
It's an interesting question.
I'm going to pair them with Florida State.
And you are correct. Florida State's number 8 on the list. So Florida 5, Florida State 8. You'll never get 9 and 10. I can give you 1,000 guesses. You'll never get them. I'll give you one, but.
USC.
Well, technically you're correct, but you're wrong. South Carolina.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, right. There's only one USC.
Okay.
Fine. Just like there's only one UT.
South Carolina, say UT, really?
Yeah, if you say UT, you do not get credit for Tennessee.
Is Tennessee the 10th one?
No.
Oh.
Baylor is the 10th one.
Okay. Well, I mean, I wonder if this is taken recently. That's probably why.
Maybe because they're a little rapey. I'm guessing. But I would have never thought they'd
make that
list.
Penn State avoided the list.
Yeah, but it's been a couple years.
That's true.
So they've moved on from it. But, yeah, so that's your list. Ohio State number 1 and Michigan tied for 2nd. So I guess that goes to show that those two schools have a lot of stroke around the country with hatred. And for the most part, you have to be successful to be hated.
Yeah.
You know, or rapey, I'm guessing. Because, I mean, why else would Baylor be on that list?
I don't know. That's the only reason I can imagine.
Yeah. I would think you could almost pull any of the good SEC teams out of there. And people are going to hate them. But Alabama, obviously. Alabama, Auburn. Really, do more people hate Auburn than LSU?
I think so.
Yeah, probably so. But anyway, just thought we'd share that.
Well, because I think Alabama fan hates Auburn fan.
That's true. I don't know if they really – it's kind of like, does Texas fan really hate TCU? Nah.
What time did we do the Canelo talk? Tim is asking what time we talked about it. I want to say it was 5:30.
I think it was – yeah, it would have been 5:30.
I think we talked about Baylor for 2 segments, and
then we came back with Canelo when that happened, and then went to and then went back to Baylor. So, yeah, that's when it was. I hate when people ask that because I can never remember things like that, but that one in particular I do. I have one more giveaway because how about this? 2 tickets to the USA Basketball Showcase presented by Verizon. You've seen them battle each other. Imagine what they can do together. USA Basketball Showcase will feature the USA Basketball Men's National Team playing the 2015 FIBA Africa Zone Champion, Nigeria. Monday, August 1st at Toyota Center. Tickets are on sale. Visit HoustonToyotaCenter.com to purchase yours today. Do they really need to phonetically put FIBA on here?
I don't know.
I kind of know what that is, but okay. Hey, at least it's better than totally misspelling things. But, all right, so, yeah, the Canelo thing we did talk about, and we got different impressions. AJ got the impression that means it's going to happen. I get the impression it means it's not.
Yeah.
So, any thoughts on tonight's basketball game?
I think it's going to be – I don't think the Warriors are going to blow their doors off, but I do think they're going to win tonight. I think they'll win a close game, like a 5-10-point game. I think they're going to – if they fall down 2-0, I mean, it's panic time.
Well, I kind of think if it's close, I'm going to give it to the Thunder.
Okay.
I like the way they're playing. I like the way they're finishing games, but I don't think it's going to be close. I think the Warriors get out to a big lead here and go on and take this one and go back 1-1. But, again, the Thunder have been proving me wrong every single – almost every game that they play now.
Yeah.
So not going to be surprised no matter what happens. And I have no opinion on the hockey tonight. I'd lead Penguins, but there's no play for me on that. But just looking forward to it. It's going to be another close game. And, man, those hockey playoffs have been fantastic. And I'd say for the most part, the Western Conference over the last couple of weeks has been really good. And I guess the Raptors-Heat series was competitive. But usually, I mean, I certainly wasn't expecting the Thunder to beat the Spurs. But we got some good basketball games out of that. So far, I would say I'm gonna call the playoffs a success.
Okay.
But I wonder one thing, and whenever you have historical things happening, like the Warriors' record, like the Cavaliers going 9-0 to start the playoffs. Do you wonder if maybe there is something to what Tracy McGrady was saying about things being watered down a little bit, that just maybe these teams aren't as good as – not the teams that are doing it, the teams they're playing just aren't really that good?
I don't know about that. I do think that there's a bit more pressure on when you've done something like that. You know, I think the Warriors, and I think this whole series, especially when Steph got hurt, not only are they a lesser team, obviously, but when Steph gets hurt, suddenly all those other teams, all those other players are carrying the pressure of, if we lose with Steph out, people are going to doubt us. If we lose with Steph, people are going to doubt him anyway. But they're carrying that best team of all time possibility. And if they don't win the title, none of that matters. You know, I think that does play into it.
Now, if
Cleveland, I think you can credit. I mean, you could say that they haven't been playing any great teams, but they've beaten the crap out of. They've done to teams what they should be doing to those teams.
Yeah,
which is. Hell, the Warriors lost a game to the Rockets. You know, it happens sometimes. But kudos to the Cavs for taking care of their business in a manner that is fitting of what we knew to be the best team in the East.
Eric, what are the odds I'm getting a pizza and watching Oklahoma State and Oklahoma City and Golden State tonight? I'm guessing 1,000% since you have the pizza emojis on there.
Wow.
Yeah, I will be flipping between that and Game 3 of Penguins Lightning tonight. So we'll be watching both and looking forward to a little sporty night. So, all right, guys, got to tell you about my friends at Houston Can Academy. And you've heard me talk about these guys a lot, and you hear the phrase right off the car, not the kid. And when I used to hear that all the time, and I had no idea what it meant until I went out there and actually visited and saw what they do at Houston Can Academies. They take kids in, at-risk kids who've had issues at other places, and some of them have dropped out for, you know, they had to take care of their families. There's all kinds of things that come up. Well, Houston Can Academies gives them a second chance, and they work around them. If they have a job, they work around their schedule, and they provide them with transportation if they need that, sometimes even meals, glasses if they need things like that. And that's why they need your donations, because these kids need help. They're helping them. You can help too. Just by donating a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It could be sitting out in your garage. You could be sitting parked out in front of your house and you were going to do something with it and you never got around to it, or maybe the floods got to it and it won't even start. That doesn't matter. They'll come tow it free of charge. Your donation's tax deductible. They're going to take care of all the paperwork, so you don't have to do anything. And if you donate today, how about this? They're going to give you Astros tickets just as their way of saying thank you if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Real simple, man. Make the call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. That's what right off the car, not the kid, really means. I'm not your average guy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. We're going down 45 South again Friday to do a live broadcast. Join us at Quaker Steak and Lube on 45 and FM 646 in League City from 4 to 7. Friday's special features local brewery Running Walker IPA for just $4, plus lots of other happy hour specials. Visit ESPN975.com for more info. One last thing on this Baylor thing. If these things turn out to be true, if it's the extent that is being reported, it's not just that the president should be gone and Art Briles should be gone. Division I athletics at Baylor should be gone, too. You shouldn't even be attempting to compete in those situations if this is actually happening in your university as a small private school. I'm sorry. But that's a long way off, I think. But if that's the case and everybody gets fired, yeah, you shouldn't be in Division I athletics. Skeeter just stole from the poor and gave to the rich. Do you see how he did that?
Swanson's trying to catch that left hook.
Yeah.
Came over here and dumped candy out on me.
Well.
Get your ass kicked for that.
Telling you. He stole it from the promo girls and brought it to us. All right, let's
go tell Scott I'm going to beat up his mascot. Let him know.
Yeah.
I don't want this to come as a surprise.
I think you could take him.
I don't think there's any doubt in that costume.
I think you have a quickness edge. He has a height advantage on you, though.
No, I'm not worried about that.
But I think that's because his
he also has some padding.
His stuffed head is like.
Six. If you hit that dude in the neck, you're good to go.
All right, let's do famous deaths. We celebrate those who passed away during this week. 2015, Lionel Pickens, American rapper from Coke Boys. Did you know him?
No.
Drive-by shooting at 31. Donna Summer, 2012, died of lung cancer. June Carter Cash, 2003, dead at 73. Most famous for screwing up duets with Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Montgomery, the actress from Bewitched, dead at 62. Pretty good runs here. 1990, Jim Henson, puppeteer, dead at 53. I have something in common with Jim Henson. I had the exact same kind of pneumonia that killed him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did not die from it, but I came close. Margaret Hamilton, who was
glad you survived, by the way.
Yeah, because that would have been like 2006.
Yeah.
All right. Margaret Hamilton, Wicked Witch of the in The Wizard of Oz, dead at 82 in 1985.
Dang, good run for her, too.
Yeah. All right, here you go. One of the best sports names of all time, 2013. American race car driver Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle.
Suicide by gunshot.
Damn.
It all ran out then. Harmon Killebrew in 2011. Big Dick Dudley, American professional wrestler. No relation to Dick Trickle.
Okay.
Dead in 2002. Most of these other ones I haven't heard of. Okay. Animals. We have 1997. Millie, who was President Bush's dog, dead at the age of 12. Okay, these are awful. Popes, we have Celestine V in 1296, also known as Pietro del Marone.
Pietro del Marone. Or moron, I don't know.
Maroni, I guess, but...
Oh, Marone.
Yeah, but I don't do the accent. So, 1277, John the 21st, also known as Petrus Giuliani Hispanus.
That's a good name. I would have just stuck with that.
I would have gone with Hispanus the first. That's pretty badass. 884, Marinus the first, whose real name was Martinus the second. But he was Marinus the first.
Right.
This guy was schizophrenic. And 526, John the first, dead. 1886, John Deere, who founded John Deere.
Right.
Dead at 82. 82 in 1886?
That's a good run.
That's a hell of a run. Say nothing has a run like a deer. 1957, Elliot Ness from The Untouchables, dead of a heart attack at 54. Here's your best deaths. 2012, Robin Gibb, British singer-songwriter, 62 years old. That's pretty good for a singer.
Yeah.
1994, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, also made it to 64.
What year she died?
94.
Okay.
Here's another one who made it to 64, dead in 1990, Sammy Davis Jr. 1886, Emily Dickinson, U.S. poet, dead at 55. These are not great deaths this week. Nathaniel Hawthorne, dead at 59 in 1864. Johann Bach in 1694.
Johann Sebastian Bach. Put some respect on his name.
Johann Michael Bach, actually. I think that was his lesser-known brother, dead at 46.
Interesting.
And Christopher Columbus, 1506, says he died in Spain at 5. I'm going to guess that's not correct. It's got to be 50-something, right?
Yeah.
But that is not a very good collection of best deaths. I mean, Christopher Columbus might be the most well-known guy on there.
Yeah.
All right, we do have a porn star, though.
Good.
So hopefully we can salvage these deaths. 1984, Shauna Grant died from?
1984? Sounds like complications from AIDS.
It's a little pre-AIDS, though, in 84,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
I'm going to go with suicide.
Okay, I'm going to give you... There were two possible correct answers.
Was she
here.
Suicide by AIDS?
No, she was self-inflicted gunshot wound due to cocaine addiction.
Ah.
So you could have gotten by with either suicide or drug overdose.
I like how on the porn stars they always assume like why they killed themselves. Like maybe she really liked coke and she killed herself because her grandma died and she was really bummed about it.
Could be that.
Or she was falling behind on her bills and didn't know what else to do.
Or one of her movies was just really, really bad. And
yeah.
And she had to sleep with a donkey
like she had
in the movie, and that depressed her.
Yeah, like her career was in the tank. She had, like, crotch pimples and was like, I just can't do this anymore. Yeah, they're just like, oh, well, she was a cokehead, so that must be why she killed herself. I don't think that's fair.
Well, that was the assumption. I don't make the rules, okay? I just read what's on the list.
All right.
And I was trying to give you credit for two possible guesses. Self-inflicted gunshot wound or cocaine addiction. Either one. Maybe she just got so high that she shot herself. So, hey, this might be cool. Let's do it. And then she realized, oh, wait, that didn't work out. Anyway. All right, those are your deaths.
Did you see that LeBron's new Nike deal might be worth $1 billion?
Probably makes the company at least four times that.
Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, that would make him the highest paid athlete of all time. I mean, he'll have the most career earnings, I would guess.
Well, I guess if you look at Nike and say, all right, how much business is he responsible for? And your answer is $3 billion, you're getting a bargain.
Yeah.
And
it's a lifetime deal, which means that, you know, I'm assuming when LeBron walks away, the LeBron brand becomes something like the Jordan brand, and it's like a, you know, kids who weren't even alive when LeBron played will want to wear LeBron's. It's something that'll continue on after
he's
gone.
We're not going to have crying LeBron memes, though, are we?
I don't think he'll ever invest into the Hornets, and that is what causes tears. I think is owning the Charlotte Hornets.
Because if that happens,
he might buy the Cavs though.
Yeah, you could see that, or at least buying a piece of them.
What type of font do you think they would write up the comp or the contract in if he bought that?
Comic Sans?
You think so?
Yeah.
From Dan Gilbert?
Yeah, definitely.
I think that would be fitting.
All right. Well, that is going to wrap it up for us today. I want to thank Skeeters for having us out again. Very cool place. Come out
tomorrow,
and check it out.
Fred and I will eat 100 wings.
Exactly. I am ready. I'm not going to eat anything all day.
You're working your body in preparation?
Yes, I'm actually going to go to the gym all day so that when I eat my 50 wings, those calories don't put me into a coma. So, all right. Want to thank John Lee. Great job back in studio. Voldemort, great job out here keeping us on air. Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Pretty good job today by our tweeters, and texters, and I would say callers, but we didn't take any. We'll be back in studio tomorrow. We'll take the calls in. Until then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.